Well, hi everybody. Welcome to the Group Harmony Review here on WFUV, Fordham University's Voice in New York City with yours truly, Dan Romanello. July 4th weekend. Hope you all have a very happy and safe July 4th as we celebrate the birth of America. And thought it'd be appropriate to begin the show tonight with Jay and the Americans, only in America, here on Group Harmony Review, every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m.
It's really true, my love. Truer than all the skies above. Shelley, please give me one more chance to prove my love to you. To
getting off to a great start tonight as we listen to one of my favorite Chicago theme songs here in New York City on the Group Harmony Review. We also had the Alan Freed Rock and Roll Band in there right after the show opener by Jay and the Americans on this holiday weekend, celebrating July 4th, Independence Day, the birth of our great nation. So much I want to do tonight. So many great sounds planned for you. Going to be an exciting show as we got off to a great start with so many of those popular songs from the Times Square Records era, which we've been getting a great response to. And people have asked for me to once again do another Times Square record list countdown from the early 1960s. I plan on getting to that for sure. So many sides on those lists that we've all loved so very much over the years and which have pretty much disappeared from the airwaves of New York City, except for this fabulous major public radio station serving New York and the tri-state area, thanks to WFUV and on the internet at WFUV.org. So tonight, going to be reading the mail, acknowledging the mail, filling requests. Got a fabulous four-record collector's corner set for you by request. Don't think you're going to want to miss that. And some wonderful mini spotlights by request, and catching up on so much that I want to thank the folks for responding to the listener input. Always a big part of the show for me. And the 1950s era, rhythm and blues, rock and roll, vocal group harmony, preserved every Saturday night here on Group Harmony Review and on the campus of Fordham University in the Bronx, New York, since March of 1963. And here we are celebrating Independence Day, July 4th, in the year 2010, with your host, Dan Romanello. So we began tonight going to be acknowledging all the folks who have responded to the Times Square Records era. We had Jay and the Americans to kick it off, so appropriate to have a group called the Americans. What a great name for Independence Day. Only in America, United Artists Records. Then from Harlem, New York City, on Holiday Records, how appropriate for a holiday. The Bop Chords, another favorite of mine from the era when I woke up this morning. Bobby and Danny Robinson influence there in Harlem, New York. Also, The Nobles, originally on Click Records, was reissued on Times Square Records, Poor Rock and Roll. The Rainbow's classic, Shirley. And speaking of classics, Earl Lewis, Unmistakable, and The Channels. Fury Records, again affiliated with Holiday Records, and Bye Bye Baby. On WFUV in New York City on the Group Harmony Review, did a very nice summer set as we began the summer traditionally last week here on the show, and had some summer songs and graduation songs by request. And here's one we didn't play. Another one of the summer classics. And had to feature it tonight by request on WFUV. The ever popular Dan Lears from Brooklyn. One Summer Night. Here on WFUV. Fordham University's Voice in New York City.
One summer night, we fell in love. One summer night, I held you tight, you and I, under the summer night, I held you close.
as I go wandering down the street of tears. I think about the love we share throughout our teenage years. Said goodbye. Do you think that I will die just because you broke my heart? Now you're thinking you're so smart. All the kids in town will know. They will know you hurt me so. Did you have to tell them all that I still love you?
Thank you. don't say goodnight. Please don't close the door. Just hold my hand. Boy,
speaking of classic sounds, the Valentines on Rama Records, always a favorite for yours truly. Richard Barrett and the Valentines, among the earliest vocal groups I would collect all the releases by. And that beautiful recording, Don't Say Goodnight on Rama Records, featuring Carl Hogan on lead. Usually we're hearing the voice of Richard Barrett, but that time Carl Hogan took the lead. We began the set with the Dan Lears from Brooklyn, M3 Records, also a great reissue on the Mercury label, One Summer Night. Then we had the Royal Teens on Capitol. Believe Me, very pretty song. One of the sides popular at Times Square. Remember seeing that one up on the wall on Capitol Records around 1961 when I would visit that store every Saturday morning waiting for it to open in Manhattan, and then every chance I got throughout the week. The center of the universe for many youngsters like myself back then. Nice tune after that by the Dream Kings from Checker Records. More Than Yesterday and Less Than Tomorrow. And closed it out with the Valentines, Don't Say Goodnight. And do want to acknowledge all the people who, from one perspective or another, have been mentioning the great Times Square Records era and all the sides popular back then and the collector shows I've been doing from that era and countdowns on the old Times Square list. So many of these by request, as we have done over the past few weeks, thanking Harold of Queens and also I know his friend Ken of Bayside, also Billy of Hicksville, Long Island, and Nate, listening in Montego Bay, along with all the folks who join in at the Saturday night get-togethers when they tune in to WFUV. So hi to Mabel and Liddy Lou and Hetty and G-Dog, and also They're friends who listen right here in the Bronx. Also, hi to Conway and Mary Liz. And have another vocal ears coming up in this next set. So that's for Howard of Baltimore, formerly of New York. And I know we're a frequent visitor of that store and many others in the area back then. As I would travel out to Queens to Triborough Records and over to Jamaica for the Relic Rack. After leaving Jamaica, Queens, going to Hackensack. So, really special days, and so happy to preserve that music. Hi also to Jim Rigsby, and best wishes out to Kirk, and to Bob, and to Chris. And thank you for all the support over the years, and Kirk Roberts. And Willie of Brooklyn, I know a big fan of the songs from that era. Going to be filling requests throughout the balance of the show tonight, along with the Collector's Corner material and some very interesting sides that I'm going to be very happy to feature for you. So I hope you can stay with me all the way to 2 a.m. And if you can't, don't forget the shows are archived at WFUV.org. Here in New York City with Dan Romanello on the Group Harmony Review. Just mentioned Carl Hogan taking the lead for the Valentine's Don't Say Goodnight on Rama Records. Well, also on Fury Records, there was Carl Hogan and the Miracles. And another one of my favorite sides from 1957. So I wanted to include it for you tonight as we begin the show here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV with some very interesting, special, and favorite sides from the era. Carl Hogan and the Miracles here on WFUV.
So,
I love you so,
oh, need you more than you'll ever know,
more than you know,
oh, why then why, oh, why must you go,
why must you go, oh,
need you more than you know,
more than you know,
please come home.
Have you? folly yours. Ah, and your face.
Tell me your reason why we couldn't get along. something was wrong.
I tried so hard to do my best.
Out to California for that one, the Colts, one of the groups I spotlighted here on the show not too long ago with the Sheik of Araby. We began with Carl Hogan and the Miracles on Fury Records, I Love You So, 1957. Then we had two by the Vocaliers, once again from New York City. Harlem, Red Robin Records. The Vocaliers with Angel Face. And just after that, Oh Where. That early to mid-50s classic New York City rhythm and blues vocal group harmony sound. And the Vocaliers, especially for Howard, as I mentioned, of Baltimore. And also for Joe of Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. I know he would have enjoyed that Angel Face in that spotlight and theme we did for Joe here on the show, Angel Recordings. And been featuring more of his favorite sides in recent shows, and we'll be getting to more including those Dell Vikings, and thank you for the mail and the kind words about the program. Joe in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. Howard of Baltimore. Those sides specially for you folks. Then I played something, had to play something on Liberty Bell Records, since we're celebrating July 4th. In the past, on July 4th, I would do special themes and features on Liberty Records and Freedom Records, and so many fine things in that category. But Liberty Bell Records, always a favorite song, entitled Your Reason by the Tads. A very nice reissue of that on Dot Records, by the way. And then we closed it out from California with the Colts here on WFUV on the Group Harmony Review. For Bobby of the Bronx, we go to Philadelphia. Speaking of Liberty Bell Records, George Grant and the Castells, 1953, here on Group Harmony Review.
Birds are singing, I have nothing to happy day.
Well, the clouds seem to smile as they roll by overhead. The birds are singing. I have nothing to dread. But all I can do is wait with my memories of you.
Memories of you. The leaves on the trees seem to beg unto me and tell me she's heading my way. I thank the Lord above for sending me my love.
And this is my most happy day.
Two of those sides by the Castells from Philadelphia on Grand Records. The kind of sounds that were a regular feature on the predecessor of this program, the Old Time Capsule Show. When Tom and Joe would introduce so many listeners to both popular and obscure rhythm and blues vocal group harmony sounds from the rock and roll and doo-wop era. And I continue that tradition each week here on Group Harmony Review from midnight to 2 a.m. And the Castells, always among favorite groups. Back in the early 60s, their sides being reissued and repressed on second pressings on Grand Records and ever popular among collectors. We just had their first release on Grand from 1953, My Girl Awaits Me. George Grant and the Castells, and just ahead of that, the very beautiful Over a Cup of Coffee. So sweet and so pure, the early R&B vocal group harmony sound. Had the privilege of meeting George Grant many years ago at United and Group Harmony Association, and Ronnie I brought so many artists and heroes of the music to those shows back then. Had it not been for those days, so many of us would never have even known these artists, many who we've come to know personally over the years. So for Bobby of the Bronx, we just had two beautiful recordings by the Castells on Grand from Philadelphia. Renee of New York City, thank you for writing. Have a Lock Tones coming up for you this week and more Lock Tones for you next week here on the show. Also, Frank Van Valen, I'm sure you would have appreciated those Castells, but I do have something special for you tonight as well here on Group Harmony Review. We also want to say hi to Jude, formerly of the Bronx, and recently we featured his song from the doo-wop era on the Someone Told Me CD, and that Lady Familia, doo-wop 59, and I thank you for the nice things you had to say about the show, and very happy to feature your song reminiscing and continuing the vocal group harmony sound of the 50s era here in the year 2010. Hi also to Sal of the Bronx. And I know I definitely should have included you, Sal, with all those Times Square Records items I've been mentioning, with your fine work with the Zircons and the Consorts and other groups I've been featuring over the past few months, and very happy to do so. So thank you, Sal, also for supporting Group Harmony Review and your contributions to the music and the Time Capsule Show. And last week, I promised Buzz more Sparrows Quartet, the legendary a cappella sounds of the Sparrows Quartet from New York City. Didn't get to one last week. Have been featuring a number of sides by the Sparrows. So especially for you, Bob, let's get to the Sparrows Quartet from Brooklyn and Queens. Featured here in the Bronx, New York City on Group Harmony Review.
I love you, darling, and I'll never let you go. My love for you, dear, has been proven now. You know you are the only one my heart is thinking of, and I swear by all the stars above. Your kisses thrill me as they thrill me through and through. And when you touch me, I don't know just what to do.
This is WFUV and WFUV HD New York. We are member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.
Bye. why did you go? I thought that you loved me just as much as I love you. Oh, please, please don't say we're through.
Those eyes are here. My face is full of gladness. My eyes shed no more tears. I found myself a new love. At last I found a true love. Honey, now that I have you,
now that I have you,
really nice sound from California by the Robins on Whip It Records. Always loved that one, and one of my picks for today's edition of the Group Harmony Review. Hope you enjoyed that. And interesting, that was in the soundtrack of the motion picture Pulp Fiction, the Robins, Since I First Met You. We began with the Sparrows Quartet, especially for Buzz Bernicow, and that was from one of those legendary Jet Records LPs from back in the early to mid-70s, 1974-75. That was the Sparrows Quartet doing I Swear by All the Stars Above, a song we featured numerous times by the Griffins on Mercury Records here on the show. Just ahead of that, we had two by the Larktones, as promised, for Renee of New York City. And thank you for writing, Renee, and your very nice comments about the show. We had the Larktones doing The Letter on ABC Paramount by request. And then also the group on Ricky Records, the Larktones with Why Are You Tearing Us Apart? And then we closed it out with the Robins, one of the later Robins groups from the late 50s. And that very pretty tune, again, a favorite of mine by the later Robins, entitled Since I First Met You. That's also available on an old vinyl LP on the Vintage Series GNP Crescendo label, with a very nice photo of the Robins on the cover. And very special indeed, and happy to feature for you here on the show on WFUV in New York City. I believe the Robins in that group, circa 1957, Los Angeles, California, consisted of Terrell Leonard, Grady Chapman, H.B. Barnum, Bill Richard, and Roy Richard. Very nice photo of the group on this particular LP on GNP Crescendo Records, and the single on the Whip It label. We have some more nice things coming up now by request here on the show, and a number of people had commented about those female lead, male group spots I was doing recently, and Joe of Woodbridge, New Jersey, I know a big fan of those, and I got plenty of requests to get to for you, Joe, so thank you for the mail. Again, acknowledging the mail and the kind things you said about the show and your input, which I very much appreciate. I have requests for you each request show, and I have so many more to catch up on, so I thank all the listeners for their input. And a female lead and male group favorite of mine from the Boston area. So appropriate here on Independence Day to play a Boston area group. Home of the Boston Tea Party as we celebrate Independence Day. Margo Sylvia and the Toon Weavers. Such a sweet sound and such a sweet voice. And we'll send these out to Joe of Woodbridge, New Jersey, to Conway and Mary Liz. Frank B., thank you very much for writing. Frank B. of Long Island, and your interest in the female lead male group sets. Also, a special hello to Nate and company with these sides, as I mentioned earlier. And more people to acknowledge as we go on tonight. So here's Margot Sylvia, the Tune Weavers, here on Group Harmony Review.
Come back to me. I miss you so. I never thought you would really go. Don't be surprised at these tears in my eyes. Come back to me.
Happy birthday, baby. I look for you in every face I see. And baby, I can't help but pray you'll come back to me.
I've tried,
you know,
but no, I can't forget.
Yes, yes, I've
tried. There's only you.
Yes, yes,
so
I've tried.
Gotta tell you, I could listen to sounds like that all night long. So beautiful indeed. Margot Sylvia and the Tune Weavers. And I thank those kind folks for the acknowledgments of a portion of the music which has always been very special to me. And I've identified it as such, as a distinctive sound, with programs devoted entirely to female leads and male vocal groups over the years. You know, in the past, many of the great female lead and male group combinations were unnoticed or unlisted many years ago, because many times the female artist was not a member of the vocal group she sang with or was backed up by. There would be an occasional release by a popular vocal group who perhaps had been recording in the studio, making their own releases, and then at a moment's notice would back up another single artist and produce not only a fabulous vocal group harmony recording, but a very unique blend of the music with both male and female voices mixed in together for enhanced harmony, in my opinion. And that time, however, of course, Margot Sylvia was a member, of course, of the Tune Weavers, and that beautiful recording was entitled I've Tried for Classic Artists Records, a record company from the Los Angeles area back in the early to mid-1990s was reissuing the 1950 sound, but not reissues, actual recordings of 1950s style harmony as done by popular artists from the 50s era, but actually recording them for the first time. So not really a reissue, more of a revitalization of the old sound. And Classic Artists Records back then in Studio City, California. Very pretty tune entitled I've Tried. We began that set also on Classic Artists. Margot Sylvia and the Tune Weavers, Come Back to Me. And right in the middle, speaking of classics, one of the sounds that has stood the test of time over the years from the 1950s until the present. That sweet sound of Happy, Happy Birthday, Baby. Margot Sylvia and the Tune Weavers, Casa Grande Records, Checker Records. And what could be better than a sound like that to wish happy birthday to America here on July 4th weekend, Independence Day in the year 2010, celebrating freedom and independence and the freedom to feature the music from an era gone by. Every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m. with yours truly, Dan Romanello. Thanks to WFUV and thanks to all of you for supporting the show over the years and your listenership and input of the Group Harmony Review. I invite you to get in touch with the show if there is anything special you would like to hear, as so many of our listeners do, either specific requests and dedications or comments or suggestions for themes. And I have quite a list thanks to the input, and I'm really enjoying the requests and dedications and listener input shows, and I still plan to go back to those collector shows of years ago. Occasionally you like to mix those in, which people acknowledge, and the countdowns of the old Times Square lists and so many other countdowns we've done over the years here on the show. But if you would like to get in touch with the program, you can send an email in to yours truly, Dan Romanello at WFUV.org, or you can write to me here on Group Harmony Review, WFUV, Fordham University, Bronx, New York, 10458. A few weeks back, I did a nice spotlight on the Diamonds on Atlantic Records. Mentioned the two versions of A Beggar for Your Kisses from 1952, played them both. And one of the sides I didn't get to from 1953, just making it into 1953, was released in December of that year. Harold Sonny Wright on lead, who later went on to sing with the Metronomes on Cadence Records from here in New York, Daniel Stevens on bass, Ernest Ford, second tenor and guitarist, Miles Hardy, first tenor. The beautiful and distinctive early rhythm and blues harmonies of the Diamonds. Atlantic Records, 1953. Romance in the Dark.
In the dark, in the dark, we're gonna find with the rest, have a left behind. Let them dance, we're gonna find romance in the dark, in the dark,
in the dark, in the dark. In the dark. Get such a thrill when you press your fingertips, will on my lips.
And you beg me to please keep still in the dark.
In the dark.
I'll live again.
you, ma'am.
Did you
all? Kisses taste like candy jam. You can see what a fool I am when your lips meet mine.
Bam,
bam. Baby, let me have some fun. Won't you give me more than one? Lord, I love you, sugar plum. Look out now, cause here I come.
Shoot you up.
Bip, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Woo, it's good like berry jam. Make me cry like a baby lamb when you kiss me, honey.
Bip, bam.
When you make me feel so fine, I could almost lose my mind. Let me leave this world behind in your arms another time. Bip, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Shuts me up just like a clam. Kicks me hard as a Texas ram, but it soothes me, baby. Bip, bam. When it comes to what you do, ain't nobody else but you. Lordy, where did you come from? You're a loving atom bomb.
Warm your heart. When
velvet, bluer than velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from her eyes. She wore blue velvet, and as the night danced slowly by, warmer than May, her tender sighs, love was high.
All the love we held tightly,
giving its rapturous glow,
like a flame burning brightly.
But when she'd gone, gone was the glow of blue velvet. And in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet
bloom by too.
I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
Thank you.
So nice from Ernie Lee Warren and the Cardinals. One of the great Cardinals recordings you just don't hear quite enough of. And had a very nice Atlantic Records spotlight for you there. Among my favorite rhythm and blues groups of the era. Beginning with two by Harold Wright and the Diamonds. First, Romance in the Dark. And then I'll Live Again, the two sides by the Diamonds we didn't get to in the feature we recently did here on the show. Then we had two fabulous flips. So a lot of nice people had requested flip sides. The two flip side recordings by the Drifters going out especially to Frank B. And actually, let me acknowledge everyone with that last set. We're going to say hi to John Galindo. And still getting very nice feedback to the John Galindo guest spot I recently re-aired. So always great to put John's collection on the air once again here on WFUV. Those rare rhythm and blues sounds. And I appreciate all the guest spots he did and other fine collectors over the years. So thank you, John. And also hi to Jeff Michelson. And thank you for the mail into the show each week and enjoying Group Harmony Review. Also Frank B. of Long Island, who we mentioned. And those two flip sides in the middle of that set by the Drifters, Bip Bam and Warm Your Heart. The flip sides of their more notable Someday You'll Want Me to Want Me, Want You, Someday You'll Want Me to Want You, and Honey Love gave you the flip sides of both of those discs. So thank you, Frank, and have more flip sides coming up for you in the future. And for Frank Van Valen, we had the Clovers and the Cardinals, just now offshore on Atlantic Records, and the very beautiful Clovers version of Blue Velvet. Just ahead of that. Also, we want to say hi to Dave, and thank you for writing, Dave. Nick in Minnesota, I thank you for adding your name to the list of fans we have, not only here in the New York City and tri-state area on the airwaves, thanks to WFUV, but on the internet around the country and further. So Nick of Minnesota, thank you for writing. Dave, Frank Van Valen, Jeff Michelson, Frank B. of Long Island, and also we included John Galindo with that set on Atlantic Records. Two by the Diamonds, two by the Drifters, one by the Clovers, and one by the Cardinals. On Group Harmony Review on WFUV in New York City, time for that Collector's Corner, I promised you. And speaking of past guest collectors, Rich Kriz had written in and has been enjoying the Collector's Corner spots that I've been featuring for him, and a great list of rare sides that I enjoy putting together in the Collector's Corner. So thank you, Richard. The very best out to you and to Barbara, and also hi to Roger. So thank you, Richard, and these sides going out especially to you. Speaking of last guest collectors, we've hadn't had a chance to be with here on the show in quite some time. Rich Kriz and Nick Nicola would come back traditionally, and also our good friend Jerry Skokandish, who we lost and we all miss so very much. So I thank you, Richard, for the continued interest in collector's items, and let's get to them now as we're winding down the end of the show. So we're going to begin with a great and rare sound from California, on Richard's request list to be featured here on Group Harmony Review.
I need a love. I give my heart to you. Will you handle it with care?
Handle it with care.
Will you treat me kind and tenderly? And in every way be fair.
Every way be fair.
If I give my heart to you, will you give me all your love?
Two great sounds from the Collector's Corner, going out especially to Richard Criz. We began with Carlton Beck from California, The Girl I Left Behind, and just now, Freddie and the Quantrills with a rare version of the standard, If I Give My Heart to You. And that was going out especially to Richard and to Barbara, and also to Roger. Have one more we're going to leave you with tonight, and we began the program with Jay and the Americans on Independence Day, July 4th in the year 2010. Playing the Americans was a nice way to begin the show, only in America. Kenny Vance was part of this group, as we mentioned here on the show, with Jay and the Americans, and looking forward to hearing more of Kenny's material in the upcoming shows. Going to leave you with Jay and the Americans, This Magic Moment. Thanks for listening to Group Harmony Review with yours truly, Dan Romanello, and I'm looking forward to being back with you next week. Have a great holiday weekend, a very happy and peaceful and safe July 4th. I will see you next week. Thanks for listening. Julie and I also enjoy Jay and the Americans, so let's play this one for Julie as well. This is WFUV and WFUV HD New York. We're member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.